Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
It's time.
Time for Silver and Black today.
To the ground game. Touchdown, Las Vegas. We're breaking down the latest Raider news from on and off the field and bringing you conversations with newsmakers and record breakers. So hold on, Raider Nation. It's time to
get it on.
Here's your host, Scott Goldbranson and Mo Moulton.
Raider Nation, it is Scott Goldbranson. This is Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. We wanted to bring you just a little special tidbit, a short bit, not very long, but we wanted to honor one of the greater greats, of course, Cliff Branch, finally going to be inducted and memorialized in the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Thursday. Mo and I will be back with a full show on Thursday morning for you, looking at the game and also talking about Cliff Branch and his accomplishments. But we did talk to him back a few years ago before his passing when we were on the radio, and we wanted to bring that conversation. We have a lot of new listeners out there on the Odyssey Network who have not heard it before. It's not a real long interview, just about 5 minutes. But we wanted to share the conversation we had with him that morning about the work that he did around charity, but also why he felt he wasn't in the Hall of Fame at that time. And, of course, he died on August 1st, 2019, didn't get to see the Raiders play in Las Vegas, didn't get to see what he deserved since he was eligible in 1991, and that was to be in the Hall of Fame. Just a complete shame. Reminds me of the Ken Stabler situation. Of course, he was also inducted a year after his passing. And so, but that's beside the point. The Hall of Fame is finally doing the right thing in remembering Cliff Branch at the Hall of Fame, being inducted where he should be with all the other greats of professional football and Raider football. So we will talk on tomorrow's show a lot about Cliff Branch. We'll talk about all the numbers, about his domination of the league and how long he played as well, which is not as prevalent today, even though the numbers and things like that have changed, and obviously wide receivers and the game has changed significantly, does not take away from any of his accomplishments. And it's just so great having spent time around Cliff during the buildup to the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. Always such a great guy, was awesome with the fans, always spent time, would always sign an autograph, would never say no. Just a fantastic man, and I wish his family the best. I'm glad they finally get to see him go in where he belongs with all the other football immortals. But we want to share this conversation. So this is a little best of Silver and Black today, going back to 2018-19 when we had Cliff in the studio and got to talk to him about not being in the Hall of Fame. So here you go. Little special Wednesday morning tidbit for you. For all of Raider Nation here on Silver and Black Today, here's our interview with Cliff Branch.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Today. And this morning, we are just overjoyed to be joined by a true Raiders legend in Cliff Branch. And let's just go over these numbers because they're mind-boggling to me. 14 years, Cliff Branch was an Oakland and Los Angeles Raider. His entire NFL career in the Silver and Black. 3 Super Bowl rings, of course, 11, 15, and 18. Only one of 6 Raiders with 3 Super Bowl rings, and the only wide receiver with 3.
That is so true.
Yes. That's right. And also, I mean, the numbers, Cliff, are amazing. 501 receptions, 8,600, almost 8,700 yards, 67 touchdowns. And when you retired, You led the NFL in postseason receptions, 73 receptions, 1,289 yards, 17.7 yards per catch in the playoffs. That means that when it's money time, you're there. You were there.
Yeah, I was moving the chains, that's for sure. we were never short on first downs.
And I always remember one of the favorite, I think, moments in your career for me was, I think one of the, if not the greatest regular season game against the Redskins in 1983, when Jim Plunkett threw you a 99-yard touchdown pass, which was actually longer than 99, but of course the NFL counts it from the one-yard line,
right? It should have been 99 and a half.
That's right. I want to ask the question first. How the heck are you, Jim Plunkett, Tom Flores, and then we're talking to a gentleman later in the show, Phil Villapiano as well. How are you guys not in the Hall of Fame?
Well, Mr. Davis, a lot of people didn't care for Mr. Davis because he was an innovator in every aspect of his life. He was always the first. He was a true pioneer in everything that he did in his life. So there was a lot of resentment against Mr. Davis when he wanted to move the team from Oakland to Los Angeles, and you always had to get a vote. He took the team anyway. He didn't need no vote, you know. When we moved back, he had to get the vote. It wasn't no vote. He's doing it. So he was a pioneer, and he was a man with true conviction, and he was going to do it his way, and he always did it his way. So a lot of sports writers resented that, the power that he had. And then you think that his whole resume, I mean, being a commissioner, you know, bringing the NFL and the AFL together, he was part of that. So he had a lot of power, and a lot of people didn't think you should have that kind of power that he had.
Well, I still have faith that it will happen and the right things. I mean, you've been a finalist, so you're right there. And then, of course, Coach Flores is such a good man and was a great coach, and he deserves to be there. Just as Al did with the team, right, with forging away with diversity, you look at Tom and being the first Hispanic quarterback and then, of course, being head coach to win the Super Bowl. So I have hope that him and Jim Plunkett and yourself will be there in the near future.
Well, Coach Flores was my receiver coach. I made all pro on him as his guidance and his teaching me as a receiver. And then you think Tom has four Super Bowl rings. He has one as a player, two as one as assistant coach, and two as a head coach. He has four Super Bowl rings. I mean, a lot of these Hall of Fame coaches that are in the Hall of Fame, he beat them. Yep. So how do you not give him his due? So he's well-deserving, too. Well, I like to look back when I was making All-Pro, making the Pro Bowls and stuff. I was first-team All-Pro three consecutive years, and then Pro Bowl four straight years. And then on the Pro Bowl team, Lynn Swann was always backing me up. So, I mean, I was always the starter, and he was the backup, so... That's another point right there I'd like to bring up.
And you can also go to RaidersFoundation.org where you can get more information as well. So that's really great. And Cliff, one again, just thank you for coming in. And we look forward to seeing more of you here in Las Vegas as the team gets closer. And I know how active you are in not only the Raider Foundation, but other charity work that you do. So thank you for all that you've done off the field as well.
Well, I'm part of the alumni, so when the Raiders reach out to me, I'm always available for the Raiders and stuff like that, because we are all about family, and the Raiders love their former players, and because we built this thing to where we are today, and John Gruden is going to bring something special to the Raider organization, because we will have a Super Bowl one day in Vegas, and we hope to be playing in that Super Bowl.
Of course, Raider legend Cliff Branch. Cliff, thank you again for coming in.
Well, thank you for letting me come in and get the message out.
All right, Cliff Branch, Raider great. And again, don't forget the Celebrity Swing Wednesday, May 9th. And we will put information up on that on our website, silverandblacktoday.com. And we'll continue to have more information here on the show.
All right, well, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that little conversation. Cliff was awesome. He never pulled punches. He loved the Raiders more than anything, obviously, besides his family. But it was good to hear from him. It was great to have him in the studio. We took a picture of him. And as he always did, he wanted fans to put on his Super Bowl ring so they got the thrill of saying they wore a Super Bowl ring. And we did that in the studio. We'll post that picture up on Twitter as we promote the show. But just I feel very fortunate to have spent time with the man and to interview him as well. I hope you enjoyed that little small clip on this abbreviated but special edition of Silver and Black today here on the Odyssey Original Podcast Network. So thank you for joining us. We will be back tomorrow morning. Get ready for a new episode to drop. Mo Moten and I will be back. We're going to preview the game. We'll get you up to speed on any Raiders news. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame game in Canton, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. What you can expect out there. We'll talk about the depth chart. Does it really mean anything? We will address that. We'll also talk about the great Cliff Branch and go through the whole story of his career in the NFL, as well as hear from some of you. So stay tuned. New episode drops tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. We certainly appreciate you listening to the Cliff Branch interview. We appreciate you guys subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Just hit that subscribe button. If you would do us a favor, also leave us a 5-star rating. That really helps us out. But the downloads do the most. We appreciate your support so much since moving over to Odyssey full-time, twice a week, soon to be 3 times a week. The numbers, the support have been phenomenal. We are just blown away, and it just goes to show how great Raider Nation is. So do that. If you don't have friends that subscribe, do me a favor. Get the link, which is listed below in the podcast. Get the link. Then share that. Just text it to your friend. You know, because you got a friend who's a Raider fan. You need to make sure they listen. Text them the link. Tell them to subscribe. We appreciate that very much. All right. Until tomorrow morning, I appreciate you guys. And we'll talk to you in the AM. This is Scott Gobranson. This has been a special edition of Silver and Black Today. Take care, everybody.